now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I bid you welcome. Today, I want to talk about, what is the nature of this program? You could say I'm a common sense Christian, or you could call the program basic common sense Christianity. Now, I don't know about you, but I've always had a problem when people are trying to force me to accept something. You know, if for example, something is true, then it should be evident. It should be self-evident. For example, mathematics. You know, not only, you know, you, well, look, it's okay to have a little child memorize 2 plus 2 equals 4. But at a certain point, the child can also see that 2 plus 2 equals 4. See, now I know that 2 plus 2 equals 4, not because I memorized it, but because I see it. You see what I mean? Now, this capacity to see things or understand things, that's very wonderful, and that's what God would like. Now, look, he gave us humans, a soul, we have a consciousness, and we can see. With our soul, we can see and we can understand. Now, animals, you know, you can teach animals, animals can memorize to a certain extent, or you know, learn through conditioned response, and then they have instincts. But they don't have this capability of understanding, see. Now, understanding is a very beautiful thing, and it is to be cultivated. It is to be, It is to be fostered and protected and helped. But this capacity to understand, because if you take that away, if you take away understanding, then what you are degrading the person. You are reducing them to being an animal. Now, isn't it odd that all over the world you have governments imposing themselves upon people, imposing some dictatorship, imposing some rules and regulations and things on people. See, now isn't that an odd thing? It seems like a terrible thing. And we here in America, have had some freedoms. And people around the world think that's a wonderful thing, and they yearn for freedom. So, now if you have mean and cruel dictatorships imposing and forcing people to, you know, like, remember back in Mao's Little Red Book, they forced people to read that. What do they call that? They call it brainwashing, don't they? And it's called, not only is it called intolerance, but it's called, you know, brainwashing, or, you know, forcing people to accept something. Now, none of us like that. You know, we want to be able to see something for ourselves and make up our own mind about it. And then if it makes sense, if it seems useful or proper or wise or right or helpful to us, then we accept it willingly. See? Okay, now the author of freedom is God. And the author of love, the creator of love, is God. You see, so the ability to see for yourself and then to accept something because you see that it's true, see, that's from God. He gives us that capacity. And very similar is love. He creates love. He creates it by high kind of hiding himself so that we might yearn and search for truth and for good and for the Father we've never known. And then upon discovering that, then we can accept it of our own free will. It's called love. I'll be right back.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, But for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Now, okay, so common sense Christianity. Now, what do I mean by that? What do I mean by that? What I mean is that I present ideas in such a way that you can, well, you can hear them and you can accept them for yourself. See, and if it doesn't sit right with you, then it doesn't. And if it does, then it does. See, I encourage people to thoughtfully, see for themselves what is true. And if you don't know, then you just don't know. But if you see that it's true, then you just see that it's true. Nobody has to force it upon you. So for that reason, my program is a program where I give people total freedom. See, you can't join the program. I don't have an organization. See, I don't have meetings. I don't have things you have to do. There's nothing that you have to study, nothing to memorize, no tests, no rituals, nothing. All you do is listen to me talk, and hopefully it might awaken you to see for yourself. And the more you can see for yourself, the better off you are. Now, that is what God likes. He likes people to be able to see for themselves and then to do what is right or choose what is right or what is wise out of their own free will. He loves that sort of thing. See? That is why he is patient. See, like I've always said, it would be very easy for him to force people to accept something. It'd be very easy. But instead, he gives us freedom. But what do? We humans, well, because of the nature that we inherit and our propensity to be prideful, why we end up rejecting the freedom, and we end up enslaving ourselves to something. Now, isn't that odd? See, I ask a lot of questions, and just the mere, if you begin to ponder some of these questions, even the pondering of the question might lead you to realizations about yourself. So the question is then, if you have a religion and it forces people to accept something, see, always it's forcing you to accept something, and if you don't, then it rejects you or it chases after you to try to trick you into accepting it, or forcing you to study, or teasing and challenging you. See, they're always forcing you. And now I'm not picking on Christianity, because, you know, you have a lot of, for example, the global warming or climate change crowd, where they're trying to force that upon people. And then you have, you have other groups and causes and, you know, and spiritual religions and so on that are, you know, that underneath there's not much tolerance there. They're forcing you to accept something. They force you to accept, you know, you go to school, they force you to accept evolution. They force you to accept the old earth, you know, the earth is being billions and billions and billions of years old. See, they force you to accept climate change or global warming. They force you to accept, well, there's a lot of things they force people to accept. And if you don't accept it, then they accuse you of being intolerant. So you see how intolerant they are? So what do you think it does to the mind of a little child or of a young person to force them, see, to accept something that they don't see for themselves, or which happens to be a flat-out lie? Well, it can't be a very good thing. It's a degrading thing. People should be able to see for themselves. See, what do they say? The truth is self-evident. Now can you see that the kind of religion that God loves is the kind where people see for themselves what is true and willingly accept it of their own free will? See how beautiful that is? Otherwise, you have compulsion. See, where you force people. Now, why do you suppose that you have such learning problems? Now, why the schools are failing so miserably? Why you have people that can't read, that have learning blocks? You know, they graduate from high school, they can't even read. Why do you suppose, if you go to college, I was amazed, incidentally, recently I was looking at a college catalog, and I was looking at the English department, and you know, if you're going to, for example, for mathematics, you know how they have a certain progression. You know, you go from, you know, basic mathematics, arithmetic, to pre-algebra, to algebra, to, you know, pre-calculus to calculus. You see what I mean? You can't go into one until you've successfully passed the previous one. And they have the same thing for English as a second language, obviously, people who are learning English. But now they have the same and even more elaborate, see, more layers of things to get to, you know, the basic English class in college. Because you have people that enter college, they cannot read, or they have problems reading, or they can't write, or they have big problems writing. So something is wrong with the educational system. And I'll give you one hint. It has something to do with compulsion, forcing people to accept something that they don't really see for themselves. See? And of course they have, you know, they also have where they present something too soon, where a person isn't ready for it, or they present it too late, or they present it too slow and make it boring, or they present it too fast. They seem to be very good at sowing confusion and making what would be simple very difficult. I could go on and on and on and on about that subject, but I won't. I'm just going to say that when people see things for themselves, it's very good, because when you see it for yourself, when you grasp it, then you own it. You see what I mean? All right. Now, so religion is something that we ought to be able to see for ourselves, and we ought never to try to force it upon people. See, whether you're forcing some particular religion or whether you're forcing atheism or on people, or agnosticism on people, or evolution on people. We ought never to force anything on anybody. I'll be right back.
Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love, and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's RolandTrujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about common sense Christianity. Common sense Christianity. Now, I happen to be a Christian myself. Why? Because I can see. I see for myself. See? That Christianity is true. I for myself, but I never force it upon anybody. And that's why I don't talk with the usual jargon and, you know, you don't see me talking. See, even when people talk loud, or, see, they try to force it on you with some sort of pressure, even emotional pressure. Or they challenge you. Well, read this, they are, study that. See, they're challenging you, they're teasing you, it's a subtle form of pressure. Same thing with ambition. They pressure people to be ambitious. See? So it's wall-to-wall pressure is basically what it is. Wall-to-wall pressure. And so you end up, when people are pressured, you end up with two types. You end up with conformists, people who mindlessly conform and accept. See? And then they have to go along with it. Because if they ever stopped going along with it and started questioning again, well, the whole house of cards would fall down. And they would be exposed to their own guilt for having gone along with something that they weren't really sure about in the first place. And then the other type of person is that pressure produces is the rebel, the person who rebels against the pressure. But unfortunately, as the old saying goes, they usually throw the baby out with the bathwater in that they rebel against the pressure, and so they end up not being able to accept what they're being. Was being pressured upon them, even if it happens to be true. So you end up with learning blocks, people who can't read, who can't do math, can't do something because they were pressured when they were a kid. See how that works? But there's a third type of person, which is what I'm hoping that you could be, and that is someone who sees for the who doesn't fall, see, for the pressure. You see the pressure, it stays outside. You don't conform or rebel. You stand back and you observe. You let the pressure pass. And then you either accept or don't accept what was being said because you see for yourself. And then if you don't see, then you just wait until you do see. And if you don't see and you have to wait 100 years, then you just wait 100 years until you see for yourself. See what I mean? Now, the other aspect of this pressure thing I want to say is that it's bad enough when people are pressured at school with, you know, improper learning. But when they're pressured with religion or this global warming, this climate change thing, for example, or evolution, which are also based on belief and faith more than anything, you could call those religions or cults. But the worst of all, in a sense, you could say the worst of all, unfortunately, is when people are pressured with the truth in such a way that it disables them from seeing for themselves. Now, it's one thing, maybe it's one thing to be pressured with, I don't know, with math or some theory about global warming or climate change or something. I guess that's one thing. But it's another thing to be pressured with Christianity, for example, because Christianity is religion, has to do with religion, and has to do with a man's relationship with, well, it's a relationship of a soul with its maker. See, it's a very delicate thing, relationship between a soul and its maker. See, ultimately God is the creator of all, and he is the maker of we humans, and he is our father. We are his closest relative. And so our relationship with him, what it turns out to be, is very, very important. It's a very delicate thing. It's a very important thing. And men should not be messing with that. They ought not to be messing with that. I shall be right back after this important announcement. Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write or email us, or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Now, when Christ was upon the earth, he spoke the truth so clearly. He was such an embodiment of truth and love. And he spoke it so clearly that wherever he went, see, people gathered round, and then he spoke, and there was a dividing line. See, there was a dividing up between the good and the evil, or between those leaning toward good and those leaning toward evil, between those who love truth and those who hate truth. See, because he made it so clear, and he represented so perfectly, see, that there was a dividing up. Now, in our life, we don't encounter someone like him. We may encounter someone who is very decent, very noble, very very loving, and then there will be a dividing line with a person like that. Or we may encounter someone who's very rotten or very evil or inclined toward evil, and there's also a dividing line. You know, there's a man who always said, he used to say this quite often, and it's very true, because it makes the point very clearly, and it's true. He said that if there were, let's say there were a big gathering, a big, you know, cocktail party, everybody standing around, you know, kind of having a little cocktail and having hors d'oeuvres and chatting, and let's say at one end of the room was Hitler, and the other end of the room was Jesus, and then Jesus started speaking, pretty soon some people would start kind of gravitating toward him and saying, you know, I kind of like what this guy has to say. Then at the other end of the room was Hitler, and he would start talking. And before long, some people would start gravitating toward him and saying, you know, I kind of like what he has to say. And you would see it, you would see a dividing up of people between good and evil, those inclining toward good, those who love good and evil, or between those that love truth and those that love the lie. And you would be surprised that someone that you thought you knew very well, you'd be very surprised to see them over there enjoying and liking Hitler. You see what I mean? You'd be surprised. But the way we are now, well, we go around, we're all kind of mixed together, those inclining toward good and those inclining toward evil and those inclining toward truth and those inclining toward the lies. See, we're kind of all mixed together, and there isn't a dividing line, although, you know, issues are appearing. Issues appear over which, you know, you can't be neutral. You know, like I would say abortion is such an issue. You can't be, you know, it's not something you can really be neutral on. Either, you know, you're kind of either for it or against it. And anybody with an ounce of love or understanding, you know, it's pretty obvious which side you're going to be on, you know. So that's the kind of issue that arises, and so there's a dividing line. So the point that I'm getting at is that we humans, we have this capacity of our soul where we can kind of gravitate toward one side or the other, and that's what we humans are like. Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, it would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org. Well, look at that. I've run out of time. So we owe it to people to give them freedom to see for themselves so that their soul might come to relate properly to God of their own free will and in, well, His time and His space and when they're ready. Not before. Not too soon. See? When the time is right, and we ought not to mess with that. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I present my ideas very lightly and very gingerly so that you might see them and consider them, and I don't pressure. So this is actually a very beautiful, very special program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I thank you. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.